every Wednesday show, Wednesday during the week, we have our 4 minutes with Seven on 850 KOA, and John Elway joins us. John, it's Dave Logan and Dave Krieger. How are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
How's this Twitter thing working out for you?
You know, I've actually stopped reading it, which is a good thing.
You on Twitter and us doing the show, it has been an interesting day for sure. Let me cut to this and ask you again to you were asked a question as to whether or not recently you had come to the conclusion that your quarterback of the future was on the roster. Is that how the question was asked? And would you just kind of state what's in your mind now so people can hear it once and for all?
Right. I can't exactly remember exactly what the question was, but I will say this, is because everybody seems to want that the answer right now. But like we do with everybody, and we'll do it with Tim, and we'll do it with every position, everybody's going to have a body of work throughout this year. And then once the year is over, we'll go into evaluations and see where we are. And so, and that's going to happen with every player. And I think that, am I hopeful that Tim Tebow is our guy? And like I've said the whole year, I am very hopeful that Tim Tebow is our guy. Am I absolutely positive at this point in time? No, I'm not. But I want to believe that, and that's what I want it to happen. But I think that as we go and Tim continues to play, and he gets more experience, because he's going to learn something with every snap. It's not necessarily, is he going to get better every single game? Because you have good games and you have bad games. But mm-hmm. I think the valuable thing is for Tim and the snaps that he's taking now is that as a quarterback and a young quarterback, every snap that you take when you're underneath the center and under live bullets like that, you're going to get more experience with them, which in the long run is going to be very helpful to you. And so what I want to say is, and I am a Tim Tebow fan, and I've said this from the very get-go, I want him. It would be absolutely wonderful for the Denver Broncos and Denver Bronco fans if Tim Tebow could come in and be that franchise guy. And believe me, we're all hopeful that he is that guy. And obviously he's come in and he's won 4 of the last 5 games, and he's playing well. And so, you know, you're not always going to make great strides week in and week out because you have ups and downs. But what I want to emphasize is that we're all hopeful Tim's the guy. And I wish I had that crystal ball to be able to say that he absolutely is or he absolutely is. I don't want to say he's absolutely not because I don't believe that. But it's hard to be able to predict where we are right now if Tim Tebow was absolutely that guy. We're very, very hopeful that he is.
John, tell us what it is that you need to see, because you mentioned third down conversions, obviously an issue in the last game. Generally speaking, from a passing game point of view, what do you need to see, whether it's from Tim or anybody else, to tell you, you know what, this guy may be able to get this done?
Yeah, and I think that when you look at Tim, you know that he has all the intangibles, as we've talked about so many times, and his competitiveness and his toughness and his ability to run, to make plays with his feet and run the football. And so, you know, those are all givens. We know that for sure. And I think for any quarterback in any league to really have success in this league, you have to be consistent throwing the football, and you have to be consistently on target. And I said, and so to me, I mean, those are the type of things that we all know, and Tim knows that he's going to have to get more consistent throwing the football. And he will, as time goes on during the season, continue to get better. But a lot of the work's going to come in this offseason, because it's very difficult when you're putting game plan stuff in, getting ready and prepared for an upcoming game, that it's very difficult to really spend a lot of time on the technique work, because you're spending so much mental time getting ready with game plan and going through coverages and checks and all those type of things. So, you know, even though he's still working a lot on that now, so look, to me, the improvement and the work that we're going to see is really going to have to be coming in this offseason.
Can I just follow up on that, John? If you're going to count on a lot of work coming during the offseason, then how do you decide what you're going to do in terms of next year's draft, whether to draft a quarterback or not, if the progress is mostly going to come after the season's over?
Well, and I think that we're going to have to play that when we get there. I think that it's hard to say as we sit here right now, you know, what's going to happen. And that's why what we want to do, if we want to concentrate on doing the best we can and getting into the playoffs this year, concentrate on where we are. And then once we get in the offseason, as I said, we'll go through the evaluations, and then we will come to, and who knows what we're going to be drafting and or in what position. And so, I mean, there's a lot of unknown variables right now to where we can't really say what we're going to be doing in the offseason until we get there.
Hey, John, one question about, and again, our guest is John Elway. We have John 7 with 7 every week during the course of the Broncos season. One question about, you mentioned during the offseason, and I completely concur from an NFL standpoint, technique work is worked during the offseason. I know from a receiver standpoint, you can work on getting into and out of breaks. You can work on foot placement. You can work on catching the ball in a variety of ways. I mean, those are the things you work on. Realistically, and you played the position for 16 years, how much can anybody, not just Tim Tebow, how much can anybody improve in the mechanics of throwing the ball once they get into the National Football League?
And that's, you know, that's another $1,000 question, $1 million question is, you know, how much improvement you can make. And I, you know, I don't have that answer. I mean, some guys can go a lot more than other guys, but I don't have that exact answer on how much more people can, you know, how much more people can improve.
John, I got to ask you, yesterday you waived Kyle Orton. Today he gets claimed by a division rival, the Kansas City Chiefs, who you will play in the final game of the season in what could be a game for the playoffs, given how close the race is right now. I need to ask, did you anticipate that possibility, and is that okay with you?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't want to have, you know, we didn't want to help anybody within our division, and but you know, it was a calculated risk that we took, and knew that it might be a possibility. But you know, with where we are and at the position that we're in, with at the quarterback position, we felt good about the group that we had with obviously with Tim and Brady and even Adam Weber, and so we felt comfortable with that. And so obviously, and Kyle's been a pro through the whole thing. He's been a pro while he's been here, and through the situation that he's been put in here, and handled it with class. And so we just thought we'd also give him an opportunity to hook on somewhere.
Good enough, John. Thanks for the call. We appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.
That sounds great.
All right, that's John Elway, 7 with 7. It happens every week right here.